That Trump and congressional Republicans and extremists like Ali Alexander, Republican political operatives like Roger Stone, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, that all of these groups worked to overturn the election by spreading disinformation and by truly wanting to overturn the will of the people, and they were willing to use violence to do so. And that they also had connections to some Trump Republicans. And I think what will happen is that these hearings will provide voters with a choice between those who will want to continue to defend free and fair elections and those who want to take away the will of the people.
And Kristen, finally, the Wall Street Journal has reported, and you suggested this earlier too, that the Trump supporters are planning a counter campaign, which will begin tonight, to dismiss the hearing as politically motivated, as an attempt to distract from the failures of the Biden administration, inflation, rising gas prices, etc. Could you say a little whether you know what exactly they're planning to do or say, this campaign, which is allegedly, reportedly going to begin tonight? And also, if the Republicans, as many say they will, take the House in the midterms, they're saying that they will absolutely end this investigation, the January 6th investigation.
Yeah. So immediately after the attack on the Capitol, we saw this about face by those Republicans who were aligned with Trump. They have been trying to downplay the event because it does not serve them well during elections. They have been trying to just sweep it under the rug, move on, forget about it, and critique Democrats. But the fact of the matter is that this was a serious assault on our country and on our democracy. And I think what we'll see from Republicans is, again, another effort to downplay it, deflect. They've claimed that this is a partisan committee, even though you have two Republicans on the committee, including, you know, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And so they're going to claim that it's partisan and that it's a witch hunt, all things that we've seen. And they will try to focus on, you know, left. They'll say it's a, you know, it's a left-wing conspiracy of some sort. We've seen all this language before. This is nothing new. Immediately after the attack on the Capitol, a lot of Republicans started to claim that it was actually Antifa. This was carried out by Trump supporters who were fired up by Trump himself and by other extremist groups.
Finally, apparently Fox News will not be running this live, but maybe doing it as, quote, news warrants. And the significance of that, that some in the population will see this, others will not. And that this is just the beginning of eight, and who the audience is. I mean, the American public, Merrick Garland, the question of whether the attorney general will move further and criminally perhaps indict President Trump. You have 20 seconds.
Well, first, I will just say that, yes, Fox is running counter programming and that it will be held by Tucker Carlson. And we know what type of news commentator Tucker Carlson is. So he will deflect and claim that that this is a witch hunt. But I just want to go back and say the bottom line to these hearings is that it will provide voters with a choice between those who want to continue to defend free and fair elections and those who want to take away the will of the people.
Kristen Durer, we want to thank you for being with us, managing editor of Right Wing Watch. Tomorrow, we will bring you excerpts of the hearing tonight. I'm Amy Goodman with Marie Michaud.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Hello there, everybody. It's Amanda Richard here, and it's time for Whiskey Before Breakfast. Now, for the first time in 26 months, I can say, originating from the studios of WRCT Pittsburgh, but also heard on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WTC and WTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, and Tube City Online Radio from Keysport, Pennsylvania. I've got a wild show lined up for you, and we'll see how it goes. First time in the studios in 26 months. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, and I've got a good old one to get us started. Here come Flat and Scruggs.
You'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. With the first guy you meet, and the only home you know is the club down the street. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. Never make a wife to a home-loving man. A drinking and dancing to a honky-tonk band is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Go on and have your fun. You think you've played it smart. I'm sorry for you and your honky-tonk heart. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
Old man Peter was a mighty man. Where'd you get your liquor from, man, downtown? Combed his head with a frying pan. Where'd you get your liquor from? Washed his face in a wagon wheel. Where'd you get your liquor from, man? Died with a toothache in his heel. Sally, where'd you get your liquor from? Where'd you get it? Man, downtown. All you good for women's just get drunk and clown.
Where'd you get your liquor from, man? Downtown. Sally, you just ain't no doggone good. I would get rid of you, Sally, if I could. Where'd you get your liquor from? The old mule kick and the little cow prance. You get your liquor from, man? Downtown. Big sour whistle while the little pig dance. Where'd you get your liquor from? Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Man downtown. Where'd you get it? Man downtown. Only thing you're good for, woman's just get drunk and clown. Where'd you get your liquor from? Man downtown. Come in the scene about 4:30. Where'd you get your liquor from? Sally got my food and strewn it all over the floor. Where'd you get your liquor from? There's just one thing, Sally, I'm gonna do. Where'd you get your liquor from, man downtown? Gonna get me a woman, treat me better than you. Where'd you get your liquor from? Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Where'd you get it? Man downtown. Only thing you're good for, woman's just get drunk and clown. Where'd you get your liquor from? Sally went up the hill with a glass in her hand. Where'd you get your liquor from, man downtown? Try and find another drunk so she can raise some more sand. Where'd you get your liquor from, man downtown? You ain't with the salt that goes in your bread. Where'd you get your liquor from? Ain't worth the ounce of lead it takes to make you dead. Man downtown. Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Sally, where'd you get it? Man downtown. Only thing you're good for, woman. Hey, watch out, you'll spill it. Bullfrog jump on the pulpit stand. Where'd you get your liquor from? Man downtown. Preach the gospel good as any natural man. Where'd you get your liquor from? I could get your liquor just any old day. Where'd you get your liquor from? But all these good-looking women, they just won't let me pay. Where'd you get your liquor from? Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Man downtown. Sally, where'd you get it? Man downtown. Only thing you're good for, woman's just get drunk and clown. Sally, where'd you get your liquor from? Man downtown. Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Where'd you get it? Only thing you're good for, woman's just get drunk and clown. Where'd you get your liquor from? Tell me, where'd you get your liquor from? Where'd you get it? Sally, where'd you get it?
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Me. Didn't have no place to go. I took the first flight out of Logan, all the way to Mexico. I found a shack down on the border where I could wash my cares away. Tomorrow, rode in drinking for today, and I got one more $2 agave tequila bottle to keep you off my mind for one more day. No more heartache or sorrow till the sun comes up tomorrow and reminds me that your loving's gone away. No.
still shine. Across the bar, a couple of bikers laying pool and smoking pot. There's a girl who's staring at me. She's standing over by the bed. She calls me over with her fingertip. Lights the smoke and takes my hand. Says, I got one more $2 agave tequila bottle. Keep her off your mind for one more day. No more heartache, sorrow, till the sun comes up tomorrow and reminds you that her loving's gone away.
Sit there a crying, right in your beer. You say you've got troubles, my friend. Listen here, don't tell me your troubles. Got enough of my own. Be thankful you're living. Drink up and go home. Fresh out of prison, 6 years in the pen, lost my wife and family, no one to call friend. Don't tell me your trouble, got enough of my own. Be thankful you're living, drink up and go home. There sits a blind man, so blind he can't see. Yet he's not complaining, and why should you or me? Don't tell me your trouble, got enough of my own. Be thankful you're living, drink up and go home. Fresh out of prison, 6 years in the pen, lost my wife and family, no one to call friend. Don't tell me your troubles, got enough of my own. Be thankful you're living. Drink up and go. Oh.
sure it's quite an adventure being back in the studios live, but I'm enjoying it. Hope you are too. What you're listening to now is a bunch of musicians led by Scott Vestal doing John Hardy from a new record that just came out on Pine Castle called Bluegrass 2022. 10 great instrumental recordings with Scott Vestal, Randy Corns, and Tim Crouch, Cody Kilby, Brian House, and Jonah Horton. Now, what have you heard so far today? Well, we start off with Flat and Scruggs doing Dim Lights, Thick Smoke at Loud Loud Music. Yes, from 1952. Then we heard Scott Ainsley, the blues man, doing Sally Whiskey, a song that came from 1933, and it's from Scott's record, The Last Shot Cut 'Em. Then we heard Tequila Bottle from a band called Grain Thief and from their album Gasoline, which came out, I think, in 2021. And the last thing on the set was Drink Up and Go Home by the one and only Jimmy Martin. All right, we're going to switch over to a totally different strain. Going to start off with a track from Motto, Drew, and Clark. That's, I think it's Eddie Motto, isn't it? Eddie Motto and Jim Clark and Bob Drew. And this one is called The Bayou Baby. So hang on, let's get it going.
But in this tent, we all safe and warm. j'étais petit. J'ai crié mes beaux mots d'un. Et quand moi j'étais plus grand, j'ai crié pour ma beauté. Aujourd'hui, mais je suis aussi vieux, y'a pas beaucoup qui peut me faire crier. Juste les yeux de Rosalie dans les belles années passées. Et ma Rosalie, je vais mettre au lit la lumière du dans tes yeux. Et comment tu m'as raté aujourd'hui, mais je suis aussi vieux. Je proche pas d'y aller au paradis. La dernière chance que je vais jamais voir, c'est les yeux de Rosalie. La dernière chance que je vois jamais voir, c'est les yeux de Rosalie.
Thank you. Parce que c'est vrai, comme tu dis, tu m'aimes. C'est un péché de dire un mot gris. Millions de cœurs qu'a été cassé. Parce que ces paroles en étaient parlées. Oui, je t'aime, oui, je t'aime. Tu connais, je t'aime. Si tu casses mon cœur, ça va me tuer. Sois seul, c'est vrai, quand tu dis oui, tu m'aimes. C'est un péché de dire et
listen to Scott Vestal and the boys do David Grisman's EMD. This is from that Bluegrass 2022 record that just came out on Pinecastle. I'll tell you all about that last set of music you heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Mato Drew and Clark. That's Eddie Mato and Jim Clark and Bob Drew. And you heard their song, Bayou Baby. That's from their record, Revelation Revolution. Then from Levent de Nord's newest record called 20 Springs or 20 Printemps, you heard Amerikois, a song about some of the struggles of life in Quebec. Then you heard Dirk Powell doing As You de Rosalie or Rosalie's Eyes from his record When I Wait for You. And the last thing in that set was Beausoleil doing I'm not going to try to say it in French. It's a sin to tell a lie, which he sang, of course, in French. Oh, I'll give it a shot. C'est une pêche de mire une menterie. How was that? And that's from an old Rhino record, which came out in 1997, called Beausoleil, L'amour ou la folie. This next set is going to begin with a track from a group called The Lowest Pair, and from their 2020 record, The Perfect Plan. You're going to hear Wild Animals as soon as I get it all set up and ready to go.
Street, 1978. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. subdivision. The house is spotless, the yard's green. People there had a special vision, a town neat and tidy and clean. Lawnmowers mow, leaf blowers blow, it was a loud, unnatural sound. When everything was polished to a shiny glow, that's when Possum came to town. So they put up a sign, we don't like your kind. You're scruffy, you're dirty, you're brown. You're way out of line, so if you don't mind, go back to your hole in the ground. Keep your pointy noses away from our roses, they said with a scowl and frown. They chased that possum and all our noses, the possum is still around. There's deer in the garden, I beg your pardon, coyotes scaring the cats. Did you hear that crash? Raccoons in the trash, got an attic full of bats. Every creature in creation is staging an invasion, squirrels stealing seed for their stash.
If this doesn't stop, I'm gonna blow my top. We'll have to do something rash.
They built the wall, it was 8 feet tall, all the way around that town. People thought the wall was the end of it all, that's when Possum came back around. Possum smiled with a wince when he saw that fence. He said to his friends with a sigh, this uncivil defense doesn't make much sense, 'cause you know we love to climb. You could leave on a train or a bus. But we didn't move to this town, mister, this town, they moved to us.
We didn't move to this town, mister, this town, they moved us.
I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. Wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. If I was a lizard in the spring, I'd hear my darling sing. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. Wish I was a mole in the ground. darling is like porcupine. My darling is like porcupine. He's like porcupine. He's prickly all the time. My darling is like porcupine. I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. I wish I was a mole in the ground. My darling is like a bumblebee. My darling is like a bumblebee. He's like a bumblebee as he flies away from me. My darling is like a bumblebee. I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. Wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mound down. Wish I was a mole in the ground.
It's almost time for our station break here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. But first, let me tell you, you're listening to Hillary Hawk, along with Reed Stutz on the guitar. Play Granddad's Favorite. Now she's switching over to the Fort Smith Breakdown. And that's what you'll listen to. Well, I tell you about that last set of music. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from the Lowest Pair, and from their record, The Perfect Plan, you heard Wild Animals. Then you heard Sage, C.E.J., guitarist from out in New Mexico, and from his record Friend of the Sky, you heard Crazy Bee. Then the Barbalutes gave us the title track to their 2020 record, Possum Came to Town. And then Mary Z. Cox from her Blue Sky Banjo record gave us Wish I Was a Mole in the Ground. All right, we'll be back after the station break with more great music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh. WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-tabby-toot-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
Well, coming up to start off the second half of Whiskey Before Breakfast is another animal song from Peter Lendorf. Please, Mr. Squirrel.
Please, Mr. Squirrel, don't eat all my granola. Please, Mr. Squirrel, climb into your tree. Well, I love Mother Nature and the birds and the bees, Rocky and Bullwinkle on TV. Please, Mr. Squirrel, don't eat all my granola. I climbed the mountain to see what I could see. Got to the top and pulled up a rock and fix myself some tea. I fell asleep under a tree. I woke up the victim of a robbery. Please, Mr. Squirrel, don't eat all my granola. I gave him a candy bar. I gave him a piece of cheese. He never said thank you. He never said please. my sandwich, she drank all my tea. I don't know what that squirrel wants from me. Please, Mr. Squirrel, don't eat all my granola. Please, Mr. Squirrel, climb into your tree. I know he seems cute enough. He took my raisins, he grabbed my nuts. Please, Mr. Squirrel, don't eat all my granola. Packed up my tent to move away, to get away from him. Walked on down the mountain to go back home again. Started to drive, nearly lost control. Squirrel in the backseat with my jelly roll. Please, Mr. Squirrel, don't eat all my granola. Please, Mr. Squirrel, climb into your tree. Well, I break for rabbits and chipmunks too. I don't wear fur, I eat tofu. Please, Mr. Squirrel, don't eat all my granola.